Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everybody. A little running, a little behind. I'm not going to have the show on long. I'm trying to get these here two cars together, trying to get ready for the weekend. So I'm going to run through it right quick, trying to get everybody situated and let them know everything was going on. Sunday is still a go, and they have a possible chance of a shower, isolated shower. Like, I think it's just going almost like this whole week. Talk to Royce and everybody, and everything's a go. We don't have to worry about it. They're going to have the dryers ready. So if we, even if it was to rain a little, if it towards the evening or whatever, as long as it dry out, I mean, as long as it stops, we're not worried about it. We're going right back to action. Everything's all taken care of there. Yes, and I just had to make sure, I got to let everybody know, if they want something to do with the golf carts, you have to call Larry. And he will get in touch with you. You can tell him. I'm not sure how many golf carts they have, but yes, they will be renting them. So if you need them, make sure you give Larry a call ahead of time, and then he'll go from there. We got a lot of action. I know a lot of guys are already up there turning around, locking in, and some races are already in. But if anybody's looking for action, please let me know ahead of time, because I know there's a couple other people that have been calling me, and I know they've been looking for action. So they, if you got something that's in their category or something that's looking for action, feel free, give me a call. We'll try to set you up with somebody. Well, I can put you in contact with a few people that look for action. We've got a lot of people coming out. I know Sammy's got a couple races himself already going on. Weeby Cooper's got a couple. Copperhead's got a few. There's quite a bit of guys that got some stuff going on. I just kind of like been in and out of the loop, kind of running around trying to get my car and get my son's car together. So that's why I'm saying I'm not going to stay on late, because we're trying to get these cars together for the weekend. We're just going to go out untested, and we're going out whenever we get the cars ready and get it over with. You know, if they run right, if something happens, you know, we'll go right out there and we'll try somebody. Just making sure it's going to run right. I mean, it doesn't matter. If you look at it when we make our pass, it is what it is. So if anybody out there right now is looking for some action, they can hit the one button, or anybody that knows a race that they want to like to see, hey, give a call in. Let's see what we got. Let's see who wants to, who's looking for action. I know it's going to be a lot of other things going on also that day. I know it's going to be a little cramped in. I know Marcus Wongus and them guys got a couple of their races they're locked in with. The Gold Digger, the Turbo Mustangs are also lined up with some action there too. So it should be interesting. It should be a real interesting day. I know a couple guys that are coming out that told me not to say anything yet. They want to make sure with their passes. Also, I know Small Block Oldsmobile, I didn't get to talk to Noble Boy, but the Oldsmobile that you guys wanted to run, he'll be there that day also, Cornbread, and he'll be looking to do something with you guys. I know you guys was asking about it. I just haven't been running around. I've been running around crazy trying to get this last-minute rushing things, trying to get things together. But hopefully a lot of other guys will be looking for action. I even see Anthony Dotson's got a race going on. He'll have his car there, and he's be looking for action. He's going to be doing some action. So it's going to be interesting. Weeby Cooper, open up your mic right quick. I got to ask you a question first, because the guy's asking me about it. I want to make sure. Hit the one button, Weeby. I see you down there. I want to make sure. Hey, Weeby, how many runs do you got that day?
On Sunday?
Yeah.
Three.
Okay, all right, no. I'm not gonna bother. I won't even bother
No,
I ain't ready yet. I can't say nothing until I turn around and make a pass on it. The guys ask me, you know, they want to try you. They claim they're bringing a car, stock block, one carburetor on one system. And I guess they were going to think about trying you. So I'll let them come on. They're going to come on later on.
Okay.
Also, you know, you got that number we're talking about. You guys got that car that you wanted to run fill with, both of them small carburetors.
Yeah.
Small block, everything. You guys got that car, and are you guys ready or what?
I'm on my way to his shop right now.
Okay. Because that one we're gonna do out the back door, right?
Yeah. Uh huh.
And they both got to come sit in the same way, alternator, no factory pumps, everything, just like a street car, roll up windows, everything.
Yeah, it's a full street car, power windows.
It's cool. You know how we sit, so it's no big deal. That's no big deal. I'm just saying, as long as we haven't seen the car, as long as what you said it is, we're going to try it anyhow and go down. You're going to run the quarter, right?
Right.
That's what we're doing, right? No 8th mile. Yeah, that's what we want.
Nope.
We don't want no 8th mile.
Nope. I'm trying to find me a quarter mile run for the weekend. I ain't all my races 8th mile. I'm trying to see if somebody want to go out the back door. Somebody told me to try Sammy Turbo car, but it might be too much for me in the beginning.
Well, I don't know what to say. What are you trying to run, juice to the quarter mile?
Yeah, I'm going to turn my Nikes on.
Okay, I got you. Mm-hmm. Well, I couldn't tell you. I don't know too much about anything, but even if it was, I can't say nothing. Anyhow, I got to be neutral. This is not that other radio station.
I got you.
I just wanted to let y'all know I ain't getting involved. We got what happened. It's up to you. Don't hold me against it. But that race right there, when you get in touch with him, I know Phil's down at the shop right now, so I'm only gonna hold it open till like about 7:30 tonight.
Okay.
Because I gotta run out and I gotta start working on stuff. And we don't even have neither one of us got a motor in our car right now. And it's like wow, I'm like, you know, pushing against that last minute stuff. And so hopefully they have everything together. I got all the parts, so now he's just throwing it together. And from there, put it in the car. I know a lot of people say, you know, oh, man, you should be testing before you go. You know what? When I make one hit, if it's all right, I'm going, I'll do something. That's how I feel. I did it last year. It didn't matter. Whether win or lose, I went out there. It didn't matter. If the road is dry out here on Saturday and I take it out down the street here, if it's okay, I'll lock into it. So that would be the same thing. That's no big deal.
Okay.
I don't mind doing it. I don't care. It's good with me. All I want to make sure there ain't nothing wrong, and that's it. And I'll go out. That's how I feel about that one. But, you know, I know a lot of guys, oh, we got to do this, got to do that. But you know what? I ain't trying to kill the world. I'm just trying to stay in my category, and that's it. I don't care about racing. I don't care about losing. If I lose, I lose. But if I win, you know, I'll move on to the next guy. I'm not one of those guys I seen guys do one hip race and that's it for the day and it's over. That's not going to happen.
Right.
I believe in having fun. So if I could turn around and have 3-4 races in one day and ain't nothing wrong, I just go around and around in a circle. The way this motor is anyhow, it's nothing special. So I can go around and around. It's no big deal. Make one pass, go make another pass. And it's nothing special at all, but I'm just having fun. And it ain't got to be a whole bunch of money either, so you know how that goes.
Right.
I'm out having. So it is what it is. Also, I know I want to get in touch with, what's his name? Sam Cook.
Oh, yeah, Marvin?
I'm going to let him and Phil talk because I know they were talking before they wanted to do something more, they were going to do it. I remember he ran Jazeera or something like that back then. And I just want to make sure if you know, we're set up the same way, the whole thing, small car, let them go ahead and those two can talk it out. Phil's gonna run. I mean, I don't give a damn what anybody say. He might not gonna run for a whole bunch, but he go out there play. It don't matter. Ain't nobody gonna stop him. Ain't nobody gonna tell him. I don't care if you guys say that's got too fast for him or whatever. You know, his car, all it was a freshen up, so it's not a big deal. With me, I got a small motor, and I changed the whole thing now because I broke everything. And what can you do, you know? Everybody knows it. It's no big deal. No secret. I showed it, you know. I was at Scott's the other day getting the parts, the rest of the parts over there. It's like, wow, doing a block because the blocking went right through, you know. I ain't going to say what happened. I'd rather not even get upset over that one. That's the water under the bridge. It went under and demolished the block. Brand new block I got from Bobby. So had to pay more money to get another block. And then we had a problem at Scott's with the block because the block, one of the lifter boards was shot. So what are you going to do? Brand new block. Can't make it up, so. That's why I couldn't make it out there the first time in Virginia. It was because of that. Now I got everything, all the parts ready. And that's it. Like I said, I couldn't go any bigger. Couldn't go any, you know, I had to use what I have. That'll be for just right now. And later on I can change. I'll change at the end of the season. I'll change stuff around. But right now, just to be back out and have fun, that's what the name of the game. And I don't care what anybody else say, gonna tell me how to bet, whatever, I bet Wacko for it. If I turn around and I lose. It ain't gonna be like I'm down for another 5 months. If I lose, I'll go right to the next race. If I feel I can win, I think I'll go back out there. You gotta bet where your heart can go and where your pockets can go. That's how I look at it. If you turn around and you go bet out of your beans and you lose, then you can't. You're stuck for two, 3 months to get. You bet your rent money and your mortgage money. I'm not doing that. I'm betting what I can afford and what I can have fun with. So that's going to be what it's going to be, and I'm willing to have fun. So that's all to it. I'm going to play around. All I need is make one pass, and matter of fact, my oldest son going to drive it too. So it's either me or him. He's going to be messing around with the cuff right now too. So it's one of those numbers. Yeah, get his feet wet if he wants to ride the race, wants to make the race, let him go ahead. It don't matter. I said we're going to have fun this year. Forget all the other stuff. I see guys take the fun out of grudging. You know, we're going to go out there, whether win or lose. You know, that's what it is. Shake the man's hand, you lose. You shake the guy's hand, you win. You shake the guy's hand. It don't matter.
Yeah, that's how it should be, man. It ain't for an extreme lot of money and a whole lot going on, you get more action and a lot more races happen. You know what I mean? Because some people get intimidated when somebody come up to you, all right, lock in 500 on 2,500 or 500 on 5,000. Excuse my limit. Sometimes don't nobody want to race for nothing like that. Number one, they don't want to take a chance of losing it. And some of them, they don't got to put up like that because it's some of people by themselves. You know what I mean?
I agree.
When a pot is a nice pot, like I said,
I know Marvin likes to run. Marvin likes to run for a little bit of money, whatever, you know, $600-$700, whatever. It don't matter. We do stuff like that. Don't big deal. Phil's gonna run around in a circle too. He don't care. I told him I want him to start getting his 3 feet wet because, I mean, everybody knows ain't no big deal. I bought a new car, so I'm gonna be ready real soon. So I want that car to be ready. I'm gonna have a big tire car now. So it is what it is. I wanna be out there and I want to get his feet wet and let him get as much seat time as possible right now before we put him in that. So that was one of the main reasons why I was at Scott then messing around with that motor. That motor's ready. So, but right now, I just need him to get some seat time. He can play around with his truck right now until we get ready to put him in that. So after that, then we'll get a little serious. And more right now, it's all about getting some seat time. I want like somebody like Marvin to put pressure on him with the lights and all that. Whether win or lose, it don't matter. He's gonna learn. It's the only way you're gonna be able to learn. You can't learn if you turn around and you just go against the same people or whatever. You know. And I open up the hood, everything. I seen Marvin's motor. I seen Phil's motor, and there ain't no difference between neither one motor. And I'm willing to go ahead and just say, listen, try it. Each one of us put up a couple $100, me, Phil, Joe, all of us together, and that's it. Go out there and just have some fun with it. Because, you know, now when I come with the other car, I'm not doing that. I'm actually, you know, I want to race the other car. That's all to it. I'm trying, like I said, you know the whole deal on the car, how much I'm spending this thing. So I want to come out and I want to be able to run with some of the other, you know, step it up. I got to. You know, if ands, buts about it, I got to step it up. It's my only time I'm going to be able to do it. Let's do it now. So that's my whole idea. Is I'm out there to have fun and keep it going till I can turn around. So I know that's going to be, he'll be sitting there. That'll be his new car after that, be driving. I'll be watching him drive that and have a little fun with it. I want to have something else instead of just a small tire car. I want to go up and step up a little bit. So we'll see what happens. Plus, we got nitrous on the bigger tire. So it's kind of like, you know, we'll see. We'll work it out one way or another. It's gonna be interesting this year. It's gonna be a fun year. I feel like traveling, so that's what it is. You know, we already said it. We're gonna do it. The following week, we're going down to Fayetteville. You know, we're going straight down there for the lockup. Those guys got a lot going on there. I think Dexter and them already got like 12 races locked in. You know, I don't know if you've seen it with the what's his name? The Nasty Boys. Those guys are locking in races like left and right. You know, we're all going to go down there and say, hell with it. And I got one actually locked in down there with the wagon that I know before we were going to race. And it just so happened, the guy called me out. I guess he thought I wasn't coming back out. And I says, I'll be ready. Definitely be ready by next week. I mean, I'm helping to have it ready for this week. But that's the reason why we're doing it. I'm actually, both of us going to get some seat time. Until we get ready to turn something else on. So, I mean, whether it be nitrous, whether it be the new car, one way or another, we want to step it up a little bit. But we have to get some seat time. Like, you've been getting seat time, like, left and right, I see, you know. And I guess Bobby was talking about coming out with the Corvette, right, soon? Weeby? Oh, we lost him.
Yeah, he's coming out this weekend with it.
Oh, he's coming out this weekend with the Corvette?
Uh-huh.
All right. Tell me something. Is that Mike Castellano's old Corvette or no?
No, that car was built from by Vanishing Point.
By Vanishing Point?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. And it looked like the old Corvette Mike had years ago when he had a small block in it. Well, he had a big block, then he went to small block in it. That's why I was just asking, was that the car? So... well, anybody else that's looking for action right now? Your camp, anything, or whatever?
My buddy with that 70 Cutlass, orange Cutlass, he got the motor back in that, so I'm pretty sure we're going to try to get him straight on Saturday, and then on Sunday, he's going to probably be looking for somebody in Maryland.
Okay, he runs both ends on that. He runs nitrous and motor, right?
Yeah, and he runs 8¾.
He runs 8¾. Okay, all right. Sounds good. And that's a big block, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
All right. Well, we'll wait to see because might be able to accommodate him too. We got something that might be able to run. It's a big tire
car.
Yeah, it's a big tire car, right? That big tire car, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. It's got a big tire on it.
All right.
I'm gonna put you on hold. I'm going to go in here and pick my son up from football practice. You know, he's coming out there. He's going to run on foot. So I'm going
to... He's going to run on
feet?
I'm
going to go ahead. Yeah, we got three races locked in at Dinwiddie and three locked in at Buzz Creek on foot.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna put the phone on hold. I'm gonna go in here and get him out of practice right fast.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna open up another mic anyhow. I'm gonna open up this mic. 201-9355. Your mic is open.
Joe, how are you? Weeby, I know you.
Hey, how you doing now? How's everything, Cliffy? Yeah.
Weeby,
I can't
somebody
even
run on foot if you can hear me. What you got, Joe? It's a lot going on, man. It's a lot going on. Oh, boy, it's a lot going on.
Yeah, how you making out with yours, Cliffy, right now?
I'm there, but I'm not there. If that makes sense.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Let me
say that. I know what you're talking about, because I'm there and not there right now either. So.
Well, you know what?
I'm working on it.
My brain is sitting in there. I'm, you know, my brain is together. It's sitting in there. You know, I'm pretty much there. But I still haven't confirmed yet. You know I said last week on your show I'd have an answer for this week. But you know what, boy, between nature and life and things that go on in your world, you know, can you say? But you know what, I'm still pushing for it. Let's put it that way. I'm still pushing for it.
Well, if you don't, even if you don't have the car, come on down to, you know how we are. We're going to
have
fun
regardless.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun regardless. It should be interesting. Like I said, I don't care.
You know,
we ain't come untested, but we're gonna make a couple of pet, maybe a hit after that. One hit, two good. You know what? We'll go out there and run then. Like I said, we're going to have some fun. I'm not gonna hold back this year like I told everybody. You know what? I missed out messing around too much stuff, so you know what? I gotta do it now.
Joe, I was listening.
We're going out to have fun.
I was listening to you and Weeby, and you know what? Everything was on point. You know, it's like you're a kid all over again. As old as I am, it's like I'm a kid again. Here it is, you know. I'm scrambling to get have something ready, you know. Track ready,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it's the anticipation is just like Christmas. Oh man, am I gonna make it? You know, just to get somewhere. And it's not like you got the world relying on. You know what I'm saying? It's just the excitement of it all, of getting something together so you could go somewhere and do something and be a part of something. You know, and it's not like I want to try to get that done so I can try to make a million. I don't care if I make $2 more than what I came there with. You know what? That's an accomplishment. You know what I mean? For the
mm-hmm.
for the work that you put in. You know, a lot of people want crazy payouts and probably don't even put in half the work. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy. And I'm gonna say it publicly to whoever's listening. I'll never bet a shitload of money on a race car. You know for what? I'll bet some money. You know, some money that, you know, that's not chump change. But you know what? I ain't never going to bet a shitload. I don't give a damn how real it gets you. It's, you know, it's for some people. It's not for me, though. It's for some people, but it's not for me. So I say it that way.
No, I understand that. You bet what you can afford. Don't have nobody else push you into, oh, why you travel? You know, the reason why I travel, I ain't going to lie, I have fun and peace. That's the deal. I'll be real about it.
The fun is immeasurable. You can't even measure the fun. Anybody who likes to do this shit, the fun, you can't measure the fun in terms of dollars and cents, because if you're not there, you missed it all. If you're there, you've seen it all, and you couldn't pay to reduplicate that. You just got to go to the next one and hope you have the same fun or more. You know what I'm saying? So those who just don't know, maybe they will. You know, one day.
Oh, yeah. You know, the funny part is I've been to Chicago, Indiana. I've been to Florida, everywhere, you know. And when I go there, oh, why are you going? You got track over here. You know, the reason why I go out is because I have fun. That's the whole deal. And you know what? It ain't like you ain't got to spend a shitload of money. And that's the sad part where a lot of guys think. They think the wrong thing. And the reason why I do the bus, so I can have the other people come with me and not have to be worrying about paying a shitload of money. Every last one of them knows. When they go out there, they come on that bus. Whether they're not, they get on that bus and turn around and they ain't got to worry about nothing. Once they pay the little bus fee or whatever to get there, they ain't got to worry about food, no nothing. Done deal. They got there, don't have to worry about getting a ride back home. Even if they went out there and they gambled their money on the bus, they go at the track. And turn around, they on the way back home. They already got their ride back. They ain't got to worry about nothing. They don't have to worry about food. Don't have to do anything. That's the reason why I do the cooking. That's the reason why I put the buses out. and it works out really good for everybody. And they go, man, how the hell am I going to beat this here for going down there? You can't ride, and now I'm going to tell you something, that would be like a racial thing. You can't ride the Chinese bus down there for what we charge, you know, back and forth. You know, we laugh at it. You know, we stay for the weekend at Fayetteville, and we go all the way down. We have liquor on the bus, everything. We have fun. Each one of us, each one of the guys actually pay $115. That's what it was cost round trip when we went to Fayetteville. I break it down for everybody. I add on to something, and I put stuff on the bus, whatever. That's how we have our fun. Some people think it's about the money. No, it's not about the money. It's how to save money and have fun. So when you see us going back and forth, you think we're spending a whole ton of money. We're not. We know how to turn around and use our money wisely. That's all to it. That's the whole deal.
That's the important part right there. Learn how to use your money.
You know,
got a lot of fools out there. Got a lot of fools out there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's the same way. The one time, Cliff, I'll tell you, and I did it one time, and the guy ended up getting a contract going back and forth to Florida, so we didn't get to go. I'm going to give you a little breakdown on the thing. It cost $240 round trip for the car to get on the car carrier that time we took down. That's all it cost. So the guys
that's
all chipped in, and we all chipped in. That's how you're supposed to do it. Everybody chips in. You get the whole car carrier. You don't have to worry about nothing. And your car's on there. Now you can sit there, or if you want to get a van together and everybody ride together, or you want to get on the bus. We had guys on the bus, my bus, and that's how they rode down, and the cars was on the car carrier. And that's how it was. You didn't have to worry about nothing. We was talking about going to Chicago. We're working on this now because it's trying to make sure this guy's going to be able to take us, Illinois, and that's what we're planning on doing, and doing the same thing. And it's going to be a car carrier. So when you hear people, I hate to say it, but I look at Facebook, you got some time, I call them crabs. Some people call them haters, but why are you spending all this money? Tell me how much we're spending. It costs more money for me to go to here to English Town than for me to go to Maryland when I do it this way.
Listen, I know the deal.
People don't understand that.
Yeah. No,
people
don't
do not understand what it is.
They never did that.
Nope. You just got to be more conservative, know what you're doing, how you're going to spend it, and then be done with it. I mean, some guys will go, how you get all these people on the bus? You can do it, too, if you don't try to make money off them, you know. That's the whole problem. A lot of the guys right now, honestly, that put these buses together are out to make money. I'm not out to make money. I'm out there to make it as cheap as possible for everybody to get on. I showed them the bill, how much the bill was when we had the bus down there. I said, look, here's what the bill is. This is how many people I got to have on the bus in order to turn around and take care of what I want to do. I don't mind adding on to it to the other part because I'm having a good time. I got my family on the bus, got friends on the bus, and it's like a little vacation to me. So I sit back, relax on the bus. If I'm not driving, I'm drinking. I'm telling you straight out. And that's the God honest truth.
A little vacation.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. And when we went down to Fayetteville, everybody's seen that. When we went to Fayetteville at 4:30 in the morning, it was a party already. Them guys, I thought I was going to sleep. They started partying. It was so comfortable and relaxing. They didn't have to spend no money. They can go back, sit back, drink. They got food on the bus. Don't worry about it. You ain't got to worry about a ticket. You ain't got to worry about a police pulling you over, saying, are you drinking? Nah, you're having a ball. And that's how it is, you know. Until the next time, we do it again. That's how it's supposed to be. When I get down there in Fayetteville, as soon as I get off, if I have the car there, it doesn't matter. I set up everything for cooking, start getting whatever I got to get cooked, pack the car in, come back, cook a little bit, take a pass on the car, come back. My wife and the family be out there working on the food. And, open up, open season. I don't care who wants to eat. It's not one of those things that, only these certain people eat. I try to make sure. I don't care who it is. You come by there and the guys are trying to ask, how much is a plate? No, I can't sell you a plate. You can have some. I got no problem with it. And that's how it is. That's how it's going to always be. I'm not going to change it. You know, these guys, you can make tons of money. It's not about making money. It's about having fun. And until people get used to that, guess what? It ain't never going to happen. If I wanted to go in a catering business, that'd be something different. I wasn't going catering. I'm in there to have fun with it. I get to see old friends and shoot the breeze, talk shit, have fun, gamble a little bit, put the cars back on, go on back home. Some people can't understand that. I'm being real about it. So there's a lot of times that people laugh like, what the hell are you doing? Yeah, you know what? We get on the bus sometimes and we do this damn bingo going down the track. We'll have bingo on the bus. It might be $250 pot in there by the time everybody adding a couple dollars in. And you're laughing away and having fun, and the bus get real silent because they're waiting to holler bingo. You don't know. It's like being a kid again, you know, having your friends be around you, laughing and carrying on. That's how it's supposed to be. But
until
everybody else get used to it. I mean, God knows I tried to get the bus for Virginia because everybody wanted to go to Virginia. And I felt bad for them, but there was circumstance that they had already booked the bus the same day. We were going to get Pee Wee drive down there. And, hey, you know what? It wouldn't have mattered. I would have turned around and added a couple more dollars on whatever just to get the bus from Pee Wee. I called them up, but they already booked it up as Penn Relays. And the guys still wanted to go, and they rented out 15-passenger vans. But they told me, you know what, Joe, when you get the bus again, let's go. We want the bus. It's easier. It's cheaper. Nobody's got to worry about a driver. And that's it. Sit back, relax, shoot the breeze. We come right back home that night. And that's how it's supposed to be, you know.
Yeah.
We're doing it now. We're going out there right now. It's costing $80 round trip. You know, so, you know, how can you beat it? How can you beat it? But, you know, you see guys over here that call themselves doing their bus trips. They're telling you $160, $200. You know, come on. You know what I mean? You're trying to make money. I'm not trying to make it. I don't care about that. That's about having fun. And as long as I pay my share, they pay their share, everybody having their fun time, I add on. Don't get me wrong, because sometimes whatever I want to do, when I decide I want to add a little extra on the bus, having a good time, and it's some memories, you know, it's fun. So that's what I want to talk about right now. Anybody that wants to have fun at the track, you know, you come Buzz Creek Sunday, we'll have food for you, we have the towers for you, we've got it all. We didn't spare no expense. Like we said, we always do it. You want to sit back in the air conditioning, rain, shoot the breeze, whatever, you can sit up in there and relax. Don't worry about it. It's not that some people think that tower is only for a selective few. No, that tower is for anybody that comes. It doesn't matter. I don't care if you don't have a car. I don't care if you got a slow car, whatever, a fast car. It doesn't matter. It's for anybody. So anybody that hears that, you know, they should know what I said. And the same thing with the golf carts. Larry T's in front of the golf, you know, in charge of the golf carts. And the reason why, because some people just come with a regular car. And now when they get there, they're like, well, we want to go walk around and see things. Well, you know what? He turns around and he gets the golf cart. Whatever the golf cart is, you know, the prices are, that's it. He doesn't try to kill nobody. He just tries to make sure that everybody has a good time. And that's what we can work with. I can deal with somebody that does that. You know, he's looking out for the people. You know, so that's what we want to keep it. We want to keep it that way. Nobody's getting rich off this stuff. Everybody thinks that you're getting rich, but you're not. You give back so much, you try to give back and make it grow, and then maybe it'll come into something. Now, I'm not going to lie to you, with the show coming in, that's going to be actually something that might grow. That right there, what we definitely already said, we wanted to make it grow. Maybe turn around and have it on TV and make it grow and come in there, everybody can get a couple dollars in their pocket. That there is what we really decided we really wanted to do. We wanted to get it going. But actually turn around and show the real grudge races. Let's be real about it. You know, when Street Outlaws first came on, and they were like regular old cars and stuff, you know what I mean? Now suddenly they got big head and big money, and now they got pro mods calling them street cars. Those ain't street cars.
Yeah, well, that's the way that
you know.
Yeah,
you know, it's foolishness, and I'm gonna be real about it. And you know, let's show some real racing. More excitement is with the real racing. And now, like we always said, I don't know how many times we done said it before. You go to certain places now, and you go to see a show or whatever, and you're like, wow, man, it's just dead here. There's nothing going on. Then you go to a show, and next thing you know, you got this going on, you got that going on. Like, might be a foot race, you know, and all this crap. And it's like, it's almost like a family reunion type of thing, you know? You know, and it's competition, all kinds of competition. I don't care what it is. We were there one night, and they were doing arm wrestling contests. It's $400 a pop. I'm like, look at this crap here, man. But that was what it's all about, having fun, how to make it fun, you know? And that's what you want. So if you can't have the fun with it and the excitement with the racing, with a grudge run, a good grudge run, whether I don't care whether it's $500, whether it's $1,000 up, sometimes it's bragging rights about it, even though it's only $1,000. Money sometimes doesn't mean it. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's a lot of guys out there trying to beat the next guy. And sometimes the pot goes all the way up. Don't get me wrong. The pot can be $20,000, but you know what?
Yeah, the pot.
You know what the real thing is losing. When you lose and you let that guy get a chance to brag on you, and everybody can say
yeah,
what
has,
they want, that's the word. For years and years, you might have the money, you know, you might say, oh, you didn't hurt me, I still got 10, 20 in my pocket. But that bragging right, that would hurt. He just took something from you.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. So these guys, they take it the wrong way. And they don't understand what it is it's really about. Some guys just don't want to lose to somebody, you know. And I don't knock nobody for what they do or how much they run for, but, you know, some men got more deeper pockets than the other guys. So, you know what I mean? They can run for the big dollars. Some guys don't, you know. So I don't knock anybody's hustle, how they do it. They say they got to run for $15,000 or $10,000. Hey, that's on them. That's good. But I know what I can do. I don't follow the Joneses. I can do what I can do, and that's it. And I think anybody else, if they do more of that and they keep in their well means where they can be able to survive and have in this great world, you know, they'll be all right. I mean, I understand. I got no problems with guys that say they got to run for a minimum of $5,000 and $10,000. I got no problem with that. Sometimes they got a big crew. Sometimes they got a big operation. They got to take off all that, you know. And DMV, I got to say one thing. I've seen them get together with Troy Short Dog. I've seen them with the other ones, guys, you know. And they get up and they put that money together. I've seen it happen
yeah,
on the day at Fayetteville. The same thing happened with Young Stang. He wanted to run, but there had to be a little bit more money. They got together and they put that money up for Dwayne Robinson, the slut. You know, and that, you know, whatever they got to do, that's one thing about it. If you catch them at this certain town, you know, they're gonna be that hometown. They're gonna go with that hometown and go, you know, get that money up, what you said you want to get.
And that's what I like about that, Joe. You know what? DMV, you know, them cats, they're real groovy out there. But you know, I saw something today on the internet that kind of like made me scratch my head. You know, somebody said DMV got, you know, the North up there, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut shook. I said, you know, with people running over fence, jumping away, trying to get away like they're scared. I said, well, God damn. I said, that's a powerful statement. I said, I don't, you know, them every state got fast cars, you know, but I want to bring, you know, to the DMV's attention, even though they're good players and I respect all of them. You got to realize that people up north here, a lot of folks here play with that horsepower. Play with that horsepower. Now, you know, if I had to say that the DMV would unstrap their shit and run on horsepower, I think they'd get the living shit beat out of them, you know, in some cases.
Oh, yeah.
So whoever put that comment up, you know, I don't think they thought that one out too clear, because there's different realms of racing, you know. So when you travel out of state, you know, you either got to do what they do out of state, or be one bad motherfucker to bring your show from out of state to another state. So that's I had to say that, because damn.
Well,
you know,
I'm gonna tell you something. I gotta say it. Make sure everybody hears this. And I don't mind. I can go back on the radio station and pull it back up exactly what said. Ray Ray was on here, and you know Ray Ray, like he says, he wants to go for 10. That's his minimum. You know,
yeah.
His minimum.
Yeah, that was back in the winter time. I remember.
All right, so this thing came down, and when they were going to talk about Ferguson, right? Now, I had to replay it just to make sure what I heard. And the man said he don't care. He says, this is exactly what it was, what he said, quote, unquote. we can run for 2-on-10 three times. So if you want to talk about 2-on-10 for three times, that means you're talking about running for $30,000 and $10,000, $10,000, $10,000. That's what it's going to be, right?
Right.
Now all of a sudden, when the show came and he talking about he want to go 5-on-5, Ray said no. 2-on-10, like you said, but you know, you're only going to go for 5 now. So basically, you were just talking from the get-go. Because that man, when you said 2-on-10 three times, so it wouldn't be no problem at all doing that 2-on-10 the first time. But now you just wanted to 5. Now that was the kicker. Nobody caught on to that. But
yeah,
they wanted to down Ray Ray. But meanwhile, you cannot down Ray Ray because he already had said what his minimum was. So I just want to make sure you guys hear that firsthand. Like when the man said it, that's what he meant. So
yeah, right.
If you agree to what that man already said and you know what he was going, what he's talking about, then if you don't turn around and take on the race and then turn around and try to change it later. You know, that's the whole thing. And you want to talk about buy race, then, you know, that's a buy race if you want to say the whole $5,000. Why not just have said, because he wanted to go 5-on-5 now, but you did say 2-on-10 the first time, you're going to do it three times. Ray Ray said he had no problems doing that 2-on-10, and he'll do it three times too. So that was no big deal either. You know, so that was the deal. And, you know, that there, a lot of people got to take that. I heard a lot of laughing and giggling and stuff, but they were missing the point. Missing the point.
They
I
always,
mean, and that's the reason why.
People,
yeah,
people
and that's the reason why I wasn't saying anything. And that's why when Pro Stock Joe got on here, you know, basically we shouldn't have said nothing. And nobody, well, I didn't say anything, but nobody should have said anything and let them two iron it out. Because he agreed the first time on 2-on-10, three times. So that race might would have happened. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd have loved to see that race. Hey, two Camaros, and they both stayed at the art, look good. You know what I mean? They both run good.
Yeah.
That would have been worthwhile watching. I mean, Ferguson's no small boy now. Don't get him wrong now. He runs the circuit, too, so he's no joke. You know, and then, like they say, they put him up on a high pedestal over there. That would have been perfect time to see a perfect matchup, North versus South. We behind our guy, you behind your guy. But don't get me wrong. I'm going to tell you, a lot of guys from up here in North, I heard, was going with Ferguson. After they watched the car, they were going with Ferguson. But meanwhile, you know, certain people get involved in it when we shouldn't be involved with other people's races. And that's all how we shouldn't. We just let the races work it out. That's why I say, just like Weeby just said, he didn't know if he could handle that Sammy car. Well, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. And I don't know if anybody else could tell him, because if he's man enough to go ahead and do what he wants to do, he should be a big boy enough. That's how I look at it. It's on
yeah.
you. You know, it's something different if you're a crew member with him. He said, your crew member said, you can't handle it. But as of somebody like me, you, or whoever else, and got nothing to do with their crew, that's race stopping if you do say, no, man, you can't handle that. So that's a lot of guys got to turn around and be quiet. I see it on Facebook. I see it all over the internet. You know how they do it. Oh, he's going to rock him, man. He ain't got no business running. That's stopping it. That's a race stopper when you do that.
Can't nobody keep quiet.
Nah, that's a race stopper like that, you know. And if God honest truth, and there's a lot of people out there that could have beat certain people, but they listen to somebody and say, man, that car was going such and such. And
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
This car's going, and meanwhile, yeah. Biggest lie in the world, you know. I sold a motor, and this is God honest truth, we're going years and years ago, right? I had it in my car, and it's still a motor. And the guys are on the phone right now. These guys I'm looking on the line right now, I can see on here. The motor, my car was only going 10-30s, but I was winning, right? And the honest truth. And I try to race certain people, and they're, no, they don't want you to race you. Meanwhile, we were going about the same. So I didn't get to sell the motor, but the guy walks up to me and says, I want to buy that motor. I says, listen, I really don't want to sell it. I ain't got nothing else right now. I'll give you such and such for it. I was like, listen. It only goes, told him the whole exact, showed him the ticket and everything. He goes, all right, I sell him the motor. Told him, decent price, cheap, right? So I helped him put the motor in the car and everything because I want to make sure when he starts it ain't no problem. We cranked it up, everything's no problem. So me and my father there, he already gave me the money. He said, "Now, Joe, can you do me a favor?" I said, "What?" He said, "Tell me the truth, what it really went." I said, "I showed you the ticket." I said, "That's what it went." So now I'm thinking that he's thinking it must be, you know, what the hell? He said, "Is it slower?" You know, he said, "No, I heard it's faster. It was going faster than that." I said, "I'm telling you, I own this motor. It ain't never been that fast. I heard it went 980, 990. I was like, "Man, I'm telling you, I told you what it was. It was no damn 9 second car, low 10 second car. That was it." Well, such and such said, I said, "Listen, I'm the seller. I don't care what anybody else said. Those guys are on race, but they put you faster than what they were, and they could have killed me. And they didn't even realize it." And it was stupid stuff like that that stops races. So I laughed about it. That was Dave Ferdinand that bought my motor back then. And he actually, somebody told him that I was going faster than what it was. And the funny part was that motor went around like a freaking whirlwind all over. Everybody was buying it. And my same, it was my motor first. Then it went to him, and then it went down to Randy Santos. It went all over the place. But people lied. I redid the motor. I did this. And they ain't did nothing. Motor was the same old motor. It was funny.
Rumors. You know, that's, I can't stand rumors in racing. Rumors in racing don't really mix. You know, I mean,
no, it hurts
racing. It'll hype one person up and make another person scared. You know, and that's why a lot of people probably don't race, though, because too many rumors in racing. One person's scared and one person's hyped up. But you'll never know what the hell is going to be until you get the hell out there, you know, so.
Yep.
And everything boils down to the fast car never, don't always win. And the slowest car can win. You know, that's my theory. Not the fastest car don't always win. The slowest car can win. That's my motto for anybody who don't know me. You know me with that. The slowest car can win, you know. So it's all kind of shit. So, but I love the game.
I mean, we went to Chicago, and a guy was telling us, you know, we get out there to get ready to run, and we had a guy actually turn around and tell us, "Man, don't run that car. You guys are going to get killed, you know." And don't get me wrong. You know, I looked at the car, and I was like, "You know what? We're going to try this car regardless. They got no more than we do. We got to try it." They're both kind of set up. How fast can it get, you know? So Phil just, you know, you just got to cut a good light. So we're laughing about, you know, we're going to go run, but we can bet what we can bet. One thing leads to another. We go out there, we win by a freaking maybe 6 inches at the most. But let it be told, if we listened to them the first time, they had the guy going a half a second faster than what he was. And we took a chance at it. We didn't. I said, "I don't believe that car can go that fast. I think this guy's just talking." Sure enough, we're looking at our time slip, so I know about what he went, and I know what we went, you know. So I'm saying to myself, what was it, a half a second difference that these guys told you? Told you how fast this thing was going, like it was going some phenomenal number. I was like, no way a car is going to go this fast. If he does, hats off to him. And it was funny, but that's how it was, you know. So sometimes you got to go with your instinct. Don't believe everything you hear.
Yeah.
You know, if you listen to everybody, everybody's, "Oh, that guy went this. He went sevens. This one went sixes. This one, you know, low fours, fours." I mean, sometimes they're throwing numbers out, and I'm telling you, you look at some of the pros, and they ain't doing them, and here they are. How the hell these guys are doing them? You know?
I'm laughing because you said, you know what, you said a profound thing. You got to go with your instinct. A real asshole ain't going to go with no instinct. An asshole is going to go with, a sure fire thing. You know?
Yeah.
A lot of people in this race, you know, don't nobody know about instinct. Seriously. You know, they buy
cars,
go to the engine builders, go to the chassis builders. Don't nobody know about instinct. Or they wouldn't be spending as much money and jumping hoops like they jumping, you know. Instinct is instinct, you know. Don't go that way. Go left. And you know, if find out that they went left, the bridge fell to the right. You know, people don't know about instinct. You know,
I'll tell you something I seen one day, and the funny part was sometimes I race because I seen something I just wouldn't tell nobody else. I ran Muhammad back then at West Hampton. Big block, Camaro, big tires on it, everything, right? I'm looking at the car. Uh-huh. I walked over there. I'll tell you exactly how the car was set. Big block. That time is EMPD heads or whatever they call them things. I forgot what it was. But they had killer heads on it. Dominator. My little tiny car, and I'm going to tell you just like I was, my car was only going, this is the God honest truth, it was going 10 O's back then. I had a little head 750 car ran on. I was laughing about it. I'm having fun. I give this big block, big tire car, the break of the tires.
All right? Damn.
Everybody's like, man, you're going to get killed. I said, I ain't saying nothing. So, you know, of course, I got to lie to everybody, you know, to mess with the head a little bit, put pressure on everybody. You know what I mean? To the guy, I said, when you see this Buick hit motor go, boy, you're going to be in trouble. Meanwhile, I ain't got no Buick. I got a regular old Phase 6 bow tie Chevy hit, right? So I tell one guy that, and he went back. I know he was going back to tell him. Now they said, man, he got that killer small block in it. Never owned one, but I was laughing away. It was funny. So this was the whole deal. And I kept it to myself because that's what I was trying to show my son, that he was young then. I said, watch. You got to watch what you say to people because they'll go back and say something. They'll go back and they'll carry the mail for you. Of course, you know, I said, that's why I won't tell what I'm getting ready to do. I'm going to teach you a little lesson what's going on. So I'm getting ready to come around there to run them. We're going on them right away. Got to get up there real quick. His car sounds good. Sounded crisp. No problem. He had a jump pack on the back of the car. Got no alternator on the car. Didn't have a charger, but he fired up. It sounds like hell. As soon as he take it off, you can hear the motor change. That's a shit. That freaking thing is... And when it shut off, he couldn't crank it. He had to turn around and he had to jump it. So, of course, what's going to happen now? You ain't got 12 volts in that thing at all. It ain't
even
supposed to be 14, really. What's going to happen?
The
thing's going to be a
stale. Yeah.
So I didn't tell anybody. They turned around. Everybody vetted. They got their little vet, some vet with me. We got the line. We did the burnout. I was like, just get in the beans. Whatever you do, get in the beans. I want to get in the beans. Sure enough, he got in the beans. The lights dropped. His car picked the wheels up, shut off right there, and I was going cruising on through. What happened? He had not enough voltage in there. I didn't tell anybody. Everybody says, man, he had that killer in there. So I played it off. Yeah. I had that killer in it. Following week, I come back. I said, yeah, I heard it. Killer. So I got some of little stocky yaki in there. It was a stock block in there. So, you know, I said, you got that Buick head motor. I go, I'll pop open the hood. They look at the motor. Oh, shit, he only got that little stock block in it. Yeah, that's what he got. Yeah, I ain't got that one in right now. I had to put this back. Oh, man, I used to mess with it so bad. It was terrible. Now I go right back out there dialing in 11-something, going in the brackets. They swept down the car, but maybe 11-0. And that's how I was beating everybody. They actually paid for my motors to be getting fixed or freshened up. It was on this and never changed. Never changed anything. Following year, come right back out with the same motor. I told the guy, yeah, now, this is the God honest truth. Everybody knows this one. Same motors in the car. It's going 10 O's right now. I come back out the following year. Yeah, I made it a 377. I'm coming out there, and I says, I'm going to want to spray again. Which one I can spray that one? Said, yeah, you want to spray? You going to spray? Yeah, I'm going to spray it. Get the car. So I made a pass. And I didn't even stand on it. I was just nice and easy. Beginning the opening year at West Hampton, I go like a 1080, 1090. It was nice and easy. Nothing crazy. I was like, wow, man, it felt good. First pass on this thing went like this, man. I'm happy. It's feeling good. When I spray it, it's really going to fly. So, supposed to be my friend. I showed him the ticket. Like Zachary, showed him the ticket, let him look at it. Said, man, I'm ready to go. So I said, man, I can't wait when I put the spray on it. So at the end of the day, West Hampton was a grudge track, so everybody likes to run anyhow. If it's, oh, Randy said, no, I said, nah, Randy's too fast for me. Meanwhile, Randy's got my old motor in it, and I already know where it was going. I said, nah, I need something from Randy. So, what would you need? Just let something go off. I don't know the brake. Meanwhile, Randy's only going 10:30. So I probably need the brake. Next thing they said, let's see what he can do. Let's see what he says. So I stayed on the side. I'm looking at them, and he's telling Randy, do it, do it. So all right. Randy goes, yeah, I'll give you the brake. No problem. We went out there, and that was all about the hustle. Turned around, went out there, and I'm telling you, I left on him, and I was laughing from get-go. I had a three-speed. Until I said second gear, I was laughing about it. I was lifting, letting him come up. I went down through it. I said, man, he must have slept. Everybody's, yo, he slept, Randy. You slept big time. And he ain't sleep big. You know, but they all thought the same thing. Meanwhile, he didn't sleep big time. He just couldn't. How are you going to catch a car that's going faster than you? I turned around and went right back out there. And following week, I said, I'm working on it again. I act like I'm doing something to it. You know, it went a little faster. He says, no, I can't give you nothing. But I turn around. He says, oh, we'll go heads up. Went right back out there, ran him heads up, beat him again. I said, man, you slept again. He couldn't catch on until West Hampton flashed my time up. And That's the only time I was on a time run. But they couldn't catch on. And it was so funny, man. I was making money with that thing left and right. But I was only going that fast. It was nothing special. Nothing special at all. So it's the way how you present yourself with it and how you can play the game. There's a lot of guys that just don't know how to play it or catch the little tricks.
I definitely agree. Yeah, I definitely agree on that one.
Yeah. Not everybody, you know, is going fast. And I'm telling you right now, there's certain people that go good and, you know, but these guys can turn around and have you peg that somewhere that you're really not, you know. Oh, he's flying, this and that, you know. But it's and you learn, you know. I had to learn from a few people. I was going to run Levi Holmes. I'm at that time, and the guy that he had Herbie's Camaro, and shoot, that day we were going to run, and then it rained. I probably could have beat him. The following week, I don't know why I kept that deposit, let it go for the following week, and I saw HD and him sitting over there, and I should have left it alone. Following week there, and he had a motor in there. I swear, when he started it up, I was like, what the hell I got into in this one? I was ready to get the deposit up, but Peter King wanted me to run him so bad. He wanted me to go ahead, run him. I don't care. Just run him, you know. But we lost. We got killed.
For all these fast people out here, I got one thing to say to you. If you're fast, it's hard to go faster. If you're slow, it's easier to try to go faster if you're slow. If you're fast already, it costs more to go faster. It's easier if you're slow to go faster than if you're fast and trying to go faster. That's my theory. You know, so today's school's open. You're going to learn today.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. If you're an 11-second car, 10-something car, it's easy to make it step up a little bit.
Then you get to that
wall, and next thing you know, it might cost you $6,000 just to go a tenth and a half faster. You know, so.
You know, so all these, you know, all these fast people, you know what, unless you one of them big engine builders, you know what, Scott Schaffer or Musi with his 1,000 horsepower shit, you know, listen, you know, if you ain't that person that can invent horsepower, you stuck between a rock and a hard place. But that person that's coming up can always get to your ass before you can get away from their ass. That's the way I look at it.
You know,
this is why racing to me is still fun, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I agree on that. I definitely agree on that. I mean, it's all about having fun with it and go ahead. Don't listen to everybody that tells you this one's that fast or that one. You got to go ahead and believe what you believe in. If you can believe it, you can go and can be able to win. Go for it. Bet what you can bet. Don't try to bet the farm, but you know what I mean? That's how I look at it. Bet what you can bet. Bet what you can afford.
Damn right. And all those people out there, you know, y'all can't sleep at night. You know, for all them real serious people, they can't sleep at night. You know, if you lose the fun, you lose your sleep. You know,
oh, yeah.
You're having fun with it, you can sleep.
Yeah,
so
I mean, I
do. And you know, the fun part about your show is, you know what, you're a realistic guy, and you know what, if it sounds realistic to you, you know what, you're gonna follow suit. But if anybody come with that unrealistic shit, you're gonna scratch your head and you're gonna say, like I probably would say, wait a minute, hold up. Where you going with this? Where you really at? So
yeah,
you gotta
have fun. And you know what, Cliffy, like I told my wife and stuff, I said, when it ain't fun, I ain't doing it.
Nah.
I'm telling you exactly how it is. And don't get me wrong, I had nothing against Englishtown. I love it being close and all that. But you know what? When I got to come there and I'm only allowed maybe one or two passes and came all the way there for the day, nah, that ain't my kind of fun. I like to go somewhere, you know what I'm saying? I remember they said we could get one pass in and then you had to do a grudge run. So what the case, I wanted to do another money run. I couldn't get it in?
Hell yeah. I said 2 weeks ago to somebody, I said, Englishtown coming back, yeah, it's good if you want to do your shakedown or try to get your shit together,
yeah,
dial in. You know, but I said, for everybody who's talking about we lost the hometown track, no, you didn't. I said, because when they was open, it wasn't no grudge racing going on like two and
no.
three and four times a week. Hell no. And the grudge race that did kick off, everybody was trying to win a mortgage. Or the Powerball on it. How the fuck you gonna do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but meanwhile,
it was bad. It was bad that how it went down on a Sunday. Don't get me wrong. It seemed like we were gonna start out that beginning of that year in March, like we were. Yes, we're gonna be gangbangers. They're gonna change that first opening day, like
June,
everybody normally
first,
always
June,
come out
July,
there. Oh man! But they threw us out. You know, they all of a sudden out of nowhere, they just didn't tell anybody. I mean, how many people were actually really waiting for it? You know, we thought for sure, yeah, Englishtown going to be opening. I mean, how many grudge rooms were going to be open on that opening day? You know, I was happy to see that happen. Don't get me wrong. I'd have loved to see it. I mean, Cliff, you never got to come to West Hampton. And this is the God honest truth.
No,
you come to West Hampton. Back in the days, Long Island that was grudge capital. I don't care if you came with two Volkswagens there. Somebody's going to make you guys race. I want to bet on it. That's how they were. You know? And it's funny that way things used to happen. We used to come there, and I wouldn't care what it was. There would be a race at the end of the night. That's how it was. That was, when you say grudge-friendly, that was grudge-friendly track, you know? Don't get me wrong. Towards the end of the thing, the guy was a money. He was all about money. He was trying to get everything he could get out of you. You know, that was it. You know, he tried to charge you for open headers and stuff like that when we didn't have to. But he bought the track for under $1 million and sold it for $5.5 million. So, you know what I mean? Can you blame the guy? No.
No.
But he was actually,
really can't.
You know, I mean, everybody was mad, but you know what? He made money out of the deal. You know, he made his thing. He did his thing, but it was kind of hard to see the thing go. And I think Englishtown kind of like was doing the same thing. They saw a whole bunch of money, and they went to go jump it. So, I mean,
well,
can we blame them about making money?
They might have put their thumb in their mouth on that one. All together. I mean, I'm hearing mixed stories on that one, you know, and I'm not one to spread rumors. I mean, the deal that they thought they might have had, you know, I'm hearing that it's not a town board approved business venture. So, you know, they might have to bow out gracefully and turn around and get the what's the word I'm trying to use? Get the win the races back all over again, you know. And if you look at this schedule, it all but said the track is still there. I said that from the very beginning. They never dismantled the track, the quarter mile or the tower, the boxes or the booths. They never dismantled that, so that should have told somebody right there, you know what, they're kind of like, you know, 40-60 on this one. You know, it might happen, it might not. But
well, the only thing I heard, though, I heard they got rid of the equipment, though.
Yeah,
I guess they would have to buy the equipment back.
How hard is it to rent equipment? You don't got to buy it. You could just rent that shit. You know.
Well, I think the jet dry and stuff was really bad. That's the problem. If they got rid of the jet dry,
that jet dry was over 25 years old. You know, of course they should own that. You know, but you know, a Cessna only costs what? You could buy a Cessna, old Cessna, for less than $100,000. You know, or you know, but I said that to say this: equipment is vital to that type of operation. But you know what? And I don't spend people's money, and but you know what? I'm not a fool to what shit costs. You know, I mean, if you run the business, you want to go the best way you can. Why would I want to own tractors and trailers when every time I get a job, all I got to do is rent one, know how many days I need it, and rent one? And then, you know, when I'm finished with the job, here's your equipment back. If it's dirty, you know, or not running right, you tune it up and you clean it. And when I'm ready for it again, give it, I'll rent it again, you know, et cetera. So, It's possible that track might come around. If they do, you know what? I'll probably support them one way or another, you know, because I'm a track type of guy. You know, if I need you right now, I'd rather take a 45-minute ride than a two-hour-plus ride, you know. But, hey, what can I say? So
I mean, you just got I don't mind going somewhere, but you also got to make sure yourself is grudge-friendly, too. Don't turn around and, you know.
Listen, hands
don't
down,
do.
anywhere from Delaware on down, hands down, you know what, I'd rather deal with the grudge stuff, seriously. No shit. You know, and I've never had a problem with tech once I left New Jersey. Never had a tech with none of the events you had, never. They might have asked me a few questions, you know, or maybe give them some security on, you know, some assurity on what the fuck I'm doing here. You know, but that was about it, you know. And with that, they gave me a secure track to run on. I knew I was going to hook from A to B. Boy, was I going to hook. So you know what? Weighing the options, you know what? If I'm going to get it on, I'd rather get it on somewhere else. If I'm going to just hang out and just patronize a track, you know, I could do it locally. But you know what? The real fun does not seem to be here so far in its entirety yet. It's some fun here, but in its entirety, I just don't see it.
Now,
that's just my opinion.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I enjoy myself when they turn around and have everybody can be able to make their passes. I mean, back in the day, Akron, when West Hampton used to close, we all came to Akron at the end of the year. And let me tell you, we get more passes in, more grudge runs in. It looked like that was our meeting place, you know. And that was cool. That was good, you know. And at one time, Englishtown was a little bit like that, too.
But then we started doing what we wanted, you know.
Yeah. That was a fun thing back then. I remember going there and God honest truth, Super Cool and them guys, I remember them out there and they were racing. Now, back then, Simon and everything, now, they made passes like you wouldn't believe. Then we turned into, like, forget those grudge races. It was almost like you know what I mean? And that's when the bad stuff started happening, when we maybe get one pass or maybe two, you know? Then I remember going to the Shakedown. We wanted to do a money run there that day, you know, at the Shakedown, and it cost us $250 to make two passes. I don't know if you remember that one. Drew. Yeah, $250. I'll never forget that. To get that grudge run off for two passes. That's all you had. So they made one good Shakedown, and they had to go run. After that, you got to go home. So, you know, it was a lot of bad stuff. You know, a lot of good memories, a lot of bad memories, and that's what we all said. We wanted to see something. You know, that's why you turn around. Sometimes you travel. You don't mind traveling when you can turn around and have fun and not have no problems. Nobody to bust your balls, you know. You know, you got the whole thing, curfew. You ain't got to worry about that, you know. You knew exactly what it was. I remember Swizzle doing a good show once, you know, out there.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
You know, Swizzle had a good show going on, and they shut him down. The guys was up there negotiating the race. Now Swizzle's got the track till 7:38. At 3:34, they're telling us we go home. The race is getting ready to go off. What are you talking about? Why are you going to shut us down? So little things like that, they gotta step it up when they call us back, you know.
And that
they gotta remember who was there for them.
Yep.
You know?
He spoke to me about that. That broke his heart. He explained to me why he shut it down. That broke his heart. And you could see it when he in his face when he explained it to me. I said, "Well, damn."
Yeah.
You know.
I remember coming there, and the God honest truth, they'll tell you, young Stang Harlow, the first time I came out to Swizzle's thing, I was out there cooking. I was cooking for them. I didn't ask for nothing. I was cooking. That was my first thing. That was my first spot I ever started cooking was there. You know, I'll never forget that. And that was how it was, you know. Hey, we all get together, eat, have a good time. I had nothing to do with the show, but I'm supporting it. That was a good time. That's my kind of good time having. Those were the days that you wanted. But I'm getting ready to close this here thing up a little bit because I know I got to get up here.
No problem, Joe.
But, I'm going to open up. Let me just open up. I see one mic just popped up. Let this one mic come on. And if anybody else want to come in, come on in real quick and we'll get going. Let me open this mic right now. 347-5810. Your mic is open.
Hello, Joe. Hello, fellas. I almost forgot about the show.
What's going on, man? How are you?
What's going on, family?
How you guys doing?
Not bad.
Hanging in there.
How about you? You on for the 15th, Sammy, of July? 14.
Say it again, Cliffy?
Yeah, it's a July 14th.
Are you on for this July?
Yeah.
Which
July
date? 14th or the 15th?
Yeah. July 14th, Joe cut throat on me.
I didn't. I'll go ahead. Like I said, listen, Sammy, I got a show in Capitol. Larry had already booked it ahead of time, right? I got it in Capitol. Like I said, I got three cars that will be running on by the July 14th. One will be at your show. One will be at that show. I'll tell you that right now, so you ain't got to worry about that.
I want to officially tell you, I locked in the day for your show in July, but I thought it was the 15th. I thought it was the 15th. The 14th makes it even better because that day is officially my birthday. So you know what? As long as God gives me health, strength, and life, and all that good stuff, I intend on giving it my best shot, win or lose. How about that?
Okay.
That's official. I'm already locked in for your show on that one.
All right, beautiful.
Okay.
Who you got?
Yeah, you ain't got to worry about that, Sammy, because I said, as long as those cars are running now, we will be moving around a little bit. That's one thing I got to say. I already said it. I'm doing it.
Joe, you know what? I don't care what you do. I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
I don't care,
you got to worry about it. We move around. It's going to be
easy. I'm not even going to my event up to yours.
No, cut that out. Yeah, cut that. Look, you go to mine, I'm going to go to yours.
All right, cool.
You run mine. You know, but, hey, look. I can laugh about it, but you know what? I'm telling you the God-honest truth. I ain't got to worry about it this year. Like, I've been through so much stuff, I don't care. I'll tell you exactly how I feel. And my wife knows. You know, it's no big deal. I said, look, I don't have much time. I said, I got to enjoy it now. So I'm just letting you know right now, both cars are getting done. She said, well, hurry up and get them done. I want to hurry up and watch the racing, too. So I'm like, all right, I'm just letting you know right now. So right now. Phil's at the shop right now, and I'm getting ready to jump up. That's why I said I was closing the show down earlier and help him out a little bit. And then I got to get my stuff together. My motor's not, it's not quite done, but it'll be close. And honestly, tell you the truth, we probably going to be, well, he probably be fired up ahead of time, but I probably won't fire mine up until Saturday. And, you know, Saturday, put it on a trailer. I was going to back it up, hit it one time, put it on a trailer.
Damn.
And it's on the way down to Maryland.
Damn. Saturday?
Yep.
Damn.
Yep, that's what, the God honest truth. That's what's going to happen. It's just one of those things, and you know what? If all you do is make one pass, and that's it. If I feel like it's all right, I'm going to try you. That's how I feel.
Listen,
you know, if I think I can do it,
right,
I'm going to go out there. You know, I ain't going to say my friend's name, but I can tell you right now, he's been testing for half of the year. He's been testing for half of the year, and the car ain't going no faster. I said, the time is to race the guy now. Let's go. What are you waiting for?
So
you know,
on Weedy?
But, you know, it is what it is. Huh?
You going to jump on Weedy?
Who, Weedy?
Nah,
I'm smaller now. I'm much smaller now, Sammy. It's not like it used to be.
He told me he's going to unstrap and get everything in the
track race. He's not even like, look, he ain't even like he was before either. I don't want to say his name, but he's not like he was before. Well, he changed. He's showing everything. I don't know. Listen, I don't know what's up with Weeby, poor Weeby here. My man, he put stuff on Facebook. I do not understand his logic.
You
nah,
and me both.
He's been cool in the gang and all, but man, don't. Why are you telling on yourself? Why you show everything?
Man, he show it all. I was waiting to see what he was going to have for breakfast.
How can you turn around? I'm going to be real about this. I'm going to be real. Why would you show everybody what you did, your changes you did? Now you can't even go back and buy the rules that you had. Why would you do that? I looked at when I saw that the other day. I was like, well, you can't race me. I don't want to say what it is, but, you know.
It wasn't the other day. It was a day ago, Joe. This man said he's going on a diet, and I'm going to leave it at that. I said, God, what the hell wrong with Weeby?
Yeah, listen, and not even that. When he showed the motor, I'm like, yo, bro, are you for real? How you going to race somebody now? You just show what you just did. Now everybody know you ain't coming back the same. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, come on, Weeby. Yeah, maybe, you know, a lot of people how can I say it? A lot of people don't give Weeby respect. They like for him to work on the motor or work on the car because they figure he'll mess it up. So that's the reason why they don't give him. You know what I'm saying? But my whole thing is I seen something and I say, I know I ain't the way in the world. That's too much of a chance there. That's a hard slip up not for it to go. Something's got to go.
But you know what, Weeby? If you ever lose a race, don't... You know what? Question some other things. Don't ever question what you had because what you had, everybody else knows what you had too, Weeby. You know, so think about that while you and your son come home from football practice. You know. I like you, Weeby, but you know what? Slow down, brother. Slow down. Give somebody.
Yeah,
I can
tell you one thing, though. And this is the God honest truth. I ain't going to lie to you. Ever since we got married, we've been on a race spree and going crazy with it. You know, I laughed every time I look around. He's stepping up, got a motorhome. Now I suppose he got a smart car pulling the car. Doug, I said, damn, Weeby. I said, wow, married life, you're good.
You got a brand new car, bro.
Look, break a motor, put it back together. So go ahead, Weeby. I hear you. I don't mean
Joe
to count nobody
God
money, but
that,
yes,
God
he did.
That, man.
He hit Lotto and didn't tell nobody.
He still got to slow down on, you know, his information. That's my opinion. You know, it's not my advice. It's just my opinion. You know.
So
good.
What kind of pistons? What kind of pistons you got? What kind of head you got?
Listen.
What's the angle?
He might fuck around and tell you. Give it a day or two. He might put it up.
No, I'm asking you.
Oh, he did that already. He did it already.
Oh, damn.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't want to say it, but I'm like, damn, Cliff, what are you doing? What are you doing?
The car. One day the car's on the lift. Next minute, it got body parts. I said, oh, my God. I mean, he don't ever got to worry about me. I ain't never going to try to race for one or two reasons. I don't want to, and I don't want to. So that's one and two reasons. Yes or so. But
I
know what he got.
I'm paying him the DP.
Cut it out.
Weeby, you've been massaging too much, bro. You're massaging too much now. I know you heard.
I'm going to pay him the DP. I'm paying him the DP.
Come on, that's it.
Wait a minute. If you paid him the DP, then you know what? You must have wanted to.
Unless you're not telling a different story.
If you pay the DP, you know you ain't gonna better stop that man from talking about you after that.
Yeah, that's true too. Nah, I gotta find it. That's not gonna talk.
You know what, Sammy? By you giving paying off that DP, you know what? Shit happens sometimes. You know what? No big deal. He's a player. If nothing else, no matter how much
for the game.
He reveals of himself, he's a true player. And you know what? For that reason alone.
He's good for the game.
Yeah, he's true to the game.
Oh, no doubt about that.
For that reason alone, I always like his style. Because you know what? He don't complain if he loses. He don't give you a bunch of excuses. You know what? He's my type of people. Long story short, he's my type of people. You know, and anybody like that, you know what? As long as you're a player, you know, don't recite the alphabet to me. You know what? Either do it or don't do it. You know, if you do it, wonderful. If you don't do it, you know, fine. Keep it to yourself. No problem. You know, but he's a good guy in that aspect. You know,
well,
and you know what?
I can't say that's bad about the man, but I don't get me wrong. He's out there doing it, so I ain't doing nothing. So I'll be happy if I can get back out there and get in the mix a little bit.
Happy. You and me both. You and me both. Because I'm like a fish out of water right now. If I'm not behind the wheel of the car. Or, you know, line somebody up. You know, I'm not feeling too well as far as the game is concerned. I got to be a part of this thing. You know, unless I choose to just let it go. But right now, I have not chosen. So.
Yeah, I just was telling the guys the other night. I was like, man, I'm just glad to just get car. So I'll be glad just to get in there. You know. Everybody else is there they want to stay.
You know, somebody like yourself, Joe, and something like me, so we want to get in there. You got people with cars that's running that don't want to get in there. What kind of is that?
Man.
What kind of shit is
what,
that?
I call them show cars. They got a fast car, but they just don't want to go nowhere with it or leave the town, and they want to stay with the same people. They want to run the same person over and over. That's about it that they can be.
Yeah, I've never.
And won't try nobody else. That's what I call them.
That's what I never understand. Understand that.
And don't get me wrong. I know a few of the guys that turn around that would not leave. I tell you right, wouldn't leave our backyard. And now they went out a couple of times and knocked some heads off. Man, you can't stop them from leaving.
Can't keep them away.
They can't wait to call my house. Man, where we going? I can't go this week now. Come on, I can't go this week. That's what we told.
Where we going, Joe? Where we going this weekend, Joe? No.
Hold on.
Where we going this weekend, Joe?
Shoot, you got a couple runs now. You got to go to Capital too, right?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I thought that was last weekend that just passed, Sammy.
No, it's this weekend.
Oh, it's this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, so that. So you're going to make it to both places, or you're just going to swing out at one?
I'm swinging all over the place. I'm not. It's called the ass cutting tour.
All right. Well, listen. You know what all the best to you. You know.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
All the best to you.
Thank you,
I mean,
sir. Thank
you. Back capital, you damn near there anyway. Just go a little lower and you there. Well, shit. All right.
We're hoping to be at 3 Tracks this weekend.
Okay, you guys. I'm getting ready to shut the show down now so I can go up there and help Phil out real quick.
Phil got it.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
All
Phil,
right.
Take care
so,
of yourself. Don't worry about it, Joe.
He's soaking wet in his pants. So, yeah.
Right,
so,
guys, have a good night.
You guys, I guess you guys have a safe trip coming down. We'll see you Sunday.
Thank you. You too.
And like I said, you don't have to worry about anything. Like it is, Sunday will be open. We do have Jet Drive also, you know, and we also be worried if anybody needs some food or whatever or anything, or the golf carts, give Larry to your call. Like I said, it's all about having fun. If you don't want to have fun, I mean, you know what? If you want to have a bad time or something like that, it ain't for you to come.
Stay home.
But if you want to have, you want to have a good time, it's to come. That's all I can tell you. That's all I can say. You know, it's all about having a great time, see a lot of good races. You know, meet a lot of good people, good little gambling here and there, talk trash. That's what it's about. I'm not gonna cut anything different. And like I said, I'm going to be getting in touch with a couple people. Hopefully we get that race covered. Like I know Weeby and Weeby's guy with the Mustang, and Phil's probably going to end up doing it. Probably after he probably make one pass or whatever, one or two pass or whatever he needs. They'll probably do that right after that. And hopefully we get another run in right after that. And we'll see what happens. We won't stop at one race. That's all I can tell you right now. We think we can win three or four in a row. We're going to keep going. That's how it's going to be. That's how it's going to be. So we'll make sure we're going to see what happens. So, all right, well, I'm just going to get off here now so I can go ahead and get this stuff going. So I want to tell everybody good night and God bless and have safe travels over the weekend.
Do this thing.
All right, good night now.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Later.